Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Dennis Dottencarter. Good morning, Coach Dottencarter. Coach, you there?
I am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I have you now. Congratulations on win number one. You guys end a five-game slide on homecoming with a 20-6 victory over Towson. Give me your breakdown of the game and what impressed you with the way you guys, way your guys played.
Well, I mean, obviously, we were kind of in a bad situation with the situation a couple weekends ago. But as I've said many times before, the men in that locker room are they're a special group. You know, they're very, very resilient. They're all football players. They love the game. They want to play. They come out every day. They take care of business the way they're supposed to take care of business. And, you know, the result ended up being the result that we wanted on Saturday. I mean, they came out knowing that the game is a little bit of a rivalry game in the locker room with those guys, you know, being a lot of guys being from Maryland or playing with or against guys as happens in this league quite often. And, you know, they were certainly up for the challenge. You know, in the first quarter, you know, it was a back and forth game. You know, we had our mistakes, you know, Towson, they did a really, really good job. You know, they took advantage of some situations from us. You know, I think on their offensive side of the ball, but I think we showed up and got a couple stops. You know, and then the game was close going into halftime. We ended up getting up, which was good. It's good to have a little bit of breathing room. But the message at halftime was certainly, hey, you know, this game is not over. And really, that came from the players. You know, they knew that we still had another half to play. Our motto has really been kind of one play at a time, and that's how we approached it. You know, right before the game, they talked about, you know, having adversity and being able to dig deep and move beyond it and move on and play the next play. You know, we did that, and you know, the result was a good one for us at the end of the day.
How special was it for you and for your guys in the locker room after, as you've touched on, they've been through quite a bit this year, and then the five-game losing streak with some games that certainly could have been wins. How special was it in postgame for you?
Very, very special. You know, very, very special because, like you said, there were games. I mean, almost every game except for you know, Wake Forest and James Madison. You know, the game could have gone either way, and to finally have it go our way was really good. And you know, to win by double digits just makes it that much better. You know, you don't have that stress all the way at the end of the game going down to zeros on the clock. But they were super excited. I can't express enough how excited I was and still am for them. Again, for how hard they work and how good of a group that they are. And they're truly a family, and they worked their butts off to get that win. So very excited in the locker room. The guys enjoyed it. But now we're on to Albany week.
Here with Delaware head coach Dennis Dottencarter. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to start with the defensive side of the ball because quite an effort against the Towson offense that has been put up some pretty big numbers at times this season. You hold them to 206 yards and just a couple of field goals, force five turnovers in the game. Talk about how well those guys played and what was the key to slowing Towson down.
Yeah, again, we knew we had to go in and look to stop the run game. Their number one guy was out, but they had enough guys who could get in and pick up the slack, whether it was going to be one guy or the trio of them, and you know, that was our number one goal, stop the run. And then we knew that regardless of stopping the run or not, they were going to look to go deep. They were going to look to throw the ball to their playmakers in Dessenberg and Summers. So we knew we were going to have to win some one-on-one battles out there in the passing game. You know, so we practiced. You know, we had a couple things in to make sure that we gave ourselves a chance and try not to be in too many one-on-one situations. Obviously, if we can get a guy over the top of those two guys who can run deep and catch it deep, we'd be in a better situation defensively. So we had to ask our front seven to step up. You know, and it's always tough to ask for the linebackers because they need to be involved in the run game, and then they need to get depth in the passing game to try to help with the underneath coverage. And they did a tremendous job. They did a really, really good job up front on the defensive line. We moved Jason Thompson from linebacker to defensive end, and it certainly paid dividends for us. He'd been a linebacker, but he had been playing in defensive end in certain situations and games, and you know, we just made the decision to move him full time. And we played him a lot more than we played him in the past, and you know, the result was what we liked on Saturday. And then, you know, again at the linebacker level, those guys were able to Troy Reeder and Charles Bell were able to run around again because the guys up front were doing a really, really good job, you know, commanding blocks and creating space for those guys to run around. And then on the back end, you know, the defensive backs, they did a great job, like I said, involving themselves in the run game, being ready if anything spit out, but also fitting down like we needed them to with Towson's strong running attack. They were there. They stepped up to the plate. They stepped up to the plate all day on Saturday.
Got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Kevin Trestamoni with Delaware Online.
Hey, Dodd, I'll see you in 45 minutes, but I did want to get something from you about how on earth you guys are going to try to stop this Albany running back whose name I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Elijah Ibatogan Hanks,
you said that very well.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a tremendous, tremendous football player. He's a special back. You know, we knew that going into the game last year, and then he showed us exactly why. You know, we're going to go in with kind of the same mindset as we have every single week. You know, we want to stop the run. The coaches will do a great job watching the film, coming up with the game plan to put us in the best position to be able to stop the run. And then, you know, up front and in the defensive line and the linebackers, they're going to study their butts off on the film, and they're going to put themselves in great position to be able to play against them. He's a special guy. We're going to have to pursue to the football with speed and aggression, and we're going to have to get there. We're going to have to tackle. We're going to have to wrap up and run our feet. He's a special kid.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks a lot, sir. Kevin.
There's offensively, you're without Wes Hills again, but Thomas Jefferson with a big day for you, 141 yards and a touchdown on 25 carries. Talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great day, obviously, statistically. But, again, he's another kid who prepares well. You know, you hear him say many, many times, everything he does for his teammates. You know, he's a selfless kid. He comes prepared every single day. And, you know, just you watch him on Saturday, we had a couple things in the package for him as well to try to get him some yards, get him to open some things up, and he ran it to perfection. You know, he did a really, really good job. Held on to the football like we needed him to do. Again, we didn't have the turnovers like we had previously. We got back to our ways of taking care of the football, you know, which is something I said I knew we would do before. The guys care about that, and we know that it takes that to win. And I mean, he just, you know, he broke that one at the end, and obviously that was a huge, huge play for us, you know, going in to try to extend the lead. But he had a tremendous day. Was great on the sideline with his teammates. You know, hats off to Thomas.
You guys scored your first touchdown on a gadget play of 22-yard pass from Deontay Cherry to Jalen Randolph. Was that something that you put in that you saw on film, or just wanting to shake things up, felt like it was the right time to pull it out? Talk about using that play.
Yeah, that's a play that we've had in our playbook for a while. He actually scored on it last year in the first game of the year against Jacksonville. We just felt like it was the right time. You know, we practice it. And we just felt like, hey, you know what? Let's get it going. It was the right time in the game, the right place in the game, and obviously it worked.
I want to just flip back to your defense. You touched that it was kind of a total effort, but you guys forced 5 turnovers. You've got 18 turnovers forced now, 13 interceptions, which I think is almost double of what you had a year ago. What's been the key to that, and how big is that when you're able to turn things around with your defense like you've been able to do?
Yeah, it's actually more than double what we had before. But, you know, it really is a total team effort. You know, I think we've done a better job up front of getting pressure on quarterbacks, you know, making them get the ball out. And I think the quarterbacks in this league are very good. I think the coaches in this league are very, very good with, you know, creating passing game situations to maximize their potential. You know, quarterbacks, they drop back, they get the ball out very, very quickly. I don't think a lot of the defenses in this league have a lot of opportunities to get sacks. They get the ball out so fast, but, you know, you're still able to get some pressure. And I think we've been able to do that a little bit better this year is to get pressure on the quarterback, whether it be by blitzing or winning one-on-one opportunities with the defensive line. And then our linebackers have done a tremendous job. You know, they went into the offseason with one of their goals to being better in the passing game, you know, to try to improve the underneath coverage. And I think we've done a great job with that. Coach Weave has coached them, done a really, really good job there. And then at the defensive backfield, you know, we're a year older. You know, we're a year better. You have a guy like Malcolm Brown who missed a year and is coming back and has gotten better every single game he's played. Tenny Adewusi, who was a converted quarterback, never played defense in his life, so he got here to Delaware last year, and I mean, he has improved tremendously. He's got a couple picks on his own, and you know, Nas Adderley is another tremendous football player. Justin Watson, another tremendous football player. You know, those guys, you know, they make it their goal. You know, they call themselves D-Block for a reason. They're trying to lock it down. And, their goal is to be one of the best, to be the best passing defense in the conference and in the country. And they take pride in it. So it's really been a total defensive effort. And again, that also even starts on first and second down and trying to put teams in more favorable situations for us on third down.
Before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit more about UAlbany. You mentioned what a great back Elijah is, but when you look at UAlbany, a team not unlike you guys, like to run the football, physical team, as you go into that game, what are some of the keys for you to have a win against the Great Danes?
Yeah, I mean, they're a ball-hawking defense now. Now, they get after the football. They take it away. They take advantage of every single opportunity that's given them to get the football back. So we're going to have to take care of the ball. We're going to have to hold on to it in the run game. We're going to have to make sure we make accurate throws and the right throws in the pass game. And if a throw's not there, we got to take off and run and try to go get some yards. We cannot give them the ball. They do a tremendous job of taking the football away. So we got to make sure we protect it. And then up front, on defense, we have to stop the run. We've got to get everybody. We've got to get all 11 bodies to the ball in the run game. And then we got to make sure we don't let up big plays in the pass game. It sounds like kind of the normal coach answer, but that really is going to be key for us. And then just kind of shifting back to our offense against their defense. I mean, they've got tremendous players on all three levels. The Hoskins kids, we're going to have to block him up. We're going to have to make sure we know where he's at. He's a great pass rusher. And then, I mean, there are a couple linebackers that they have in Nicastro and Logan. Logan's actually a Cambridge kid where I'm from. But we're going to have to make sure we know where those guys are at. We're going to have to get our guys to the next level and make sure we get hats on them and, try to minimize their effect in the run game. So, I mean, we got a tough task ahead of us, surely. You know, they came off a little bit of a losing streak like we did. They're going to be hungry to keep it going just like we are. So we'll be ready to play on Saturday.
All right, Dennis, thanks for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thanks again. Have a good one.
All right, thank you.